Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, we had a big report day, big numbers, and then big movements by the grains. We'll hit on that in a moment. First of all, at the end of the week here, where did we find ourselves in the grain compared to a week ago?
Yeah, Chad, we had some excitement early in the week. Just weakness throughout here. Corn is putting in new lows every day. Beans were stuck, didn't know what to do. Report came out Thursday and at least gave everybody something to talk about. Numbers in the week are actually kind of interesting. It feels like a big bullish week. Beans were the big leader, but Dease corn on the week was only up 2 3/4. That's after being up almost 4 on Friday. Closed at 3.52 3/4. November beans were the big winner. They were up 28 cents on the week. Closed just above 10 bucks and quarter penny. And Dease wheat was actually down a half for the week after being up 10 Friday at 4.36 1/4. So great week in the beans. I think technically it's coming up against a little bit of resistance. Funds been buying it a little bit. We'll see if there's any continuation there, but corn up 2.5 on the week, like we were saying at harvest, we'll take any kind of a higher week, but that's not that exciting, putting in new lows for the week earlier in the week.
Justin, what do you think from the report side of things? What got the trade excited?
You know, sometimes it doesn't take much to get a trade excited. You can look at a report so many different ways. You can look at the yields they kicked out, carryouts they kicked out, or just expectations and how they're positioned against it. Corn yield is huge. 171.8 they came up with. You know, when we were rocking and rolling last June, July, pushing above $4, everybody was talking, there's no way this crop's going to do 160, 163. Now we've got guys saying it's a 172, and now they're saying it's probably bigger than that, a 172 or 3. It's a huge crop. We got plenty of corn out there. We're not going to run out of corn. And the market knows that, and it's going to be a little volatile around that. But it beat the estimates guess by about 1.7 bushel or so. Beans, on the other hand, just the headline number, 49.5 bushel yield they kicked out. Average guess was 50. Last month it was 49.9. So they actually lowered the bean yield, but they upped harvested acres on beans. They actually added some to beans, took a little bit away on corn. Which, you plug all those numbers in, and what it tells me is we have plenty of everything around for a while. There's just not a supply problem. We've got a huge crop coming. They put the corn carryout at 2.34 billion, with a guess was about 50 million bushel below that. So pretty close, but higher than the average guess. And with that bean yield being lower, new crop carryout was about 430 million. They were guessing 447, so 17 million less, but plenty of beans. World numbers, just big numbers of everything. Literally, when you're getting into second half harvest here, it's going to be a glut. We've got plenty of old crop that was full coming into this harvest. We've got some bean plants in the state that are literally full and shutting down, which is not good being 30-40% through harvest. I think the board rallying this time of year with this big of a crop without a crop problem is not good for basis, and we're starting off basis in a really weak position. We got some of the widest basis levels I've ever seen, and if the board starts to rally, it's probably going to get wider because these guys will not have to work as hard to buy your grain if you're looking at flat price going up every day.
And you were telling me before we went on the air here, you've kind of studied China's buying so far this marketing year, and actually we're coming in a little behind. What's the deal on that?
Well, China's pretty good traders, and they have to buy a lot of beans to satisfy their demand for them, for their herds and their protein they need. They're actually about 15% behind right now on average, and they've bought a ton of beans in the last couple weeks. They've come in, and literally it's almost daily that they're coming in when this board is a little bit lower than this, and they were coming in and buying cargoes of beans every day. They're actually buying a lot from South America here. They're actually slightly ahead South America pace and behind from us. Typically, they slow down. On a big rally like this, they're not going to be as aggressive buying them. They want to buy dips. They want to buy cheaper beans. On a rally like this, I think the market will be watching to see. They know that China needs to be a big buyer of beans. I think the market will watch if they chase this rally up and buy more beans this whole way up. We haven't heard from them in a couple days here. If they stop buying and wait for a pullback, I think that'd be pretty bearish the board. If they come out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're buying the beans into this little rally, they'd probably be supported for a couple days. But I think that's definitely something to watch. They're a little bit behind, and they are definitely going to come in and buy them at some point, but they would love to buy them cheaper than this.
Yeah. All right. So in addition to that, are there any other keys that you'll be watching here short term, especially as we get busy on harvest?
You know, short term, we're just trying to deal with our harvest and try to make the best basis decisions possible. Does it make sense to store corner beans? There's a ton of carry in the corn market right now. I just think that it makes a lot of sense to store as much grain as you physically can and roll out hedges as far as you can. The market's really paying you to store corn till next July, for example, is almost paying 40 cents. It's basis will be better at that time frame than it is right now, and it's paying you 40 cents on the board. So there's a lot you can do to improve your balance sheet and your income statement. Just doing some simple things with carrying basis.
It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the information, Justin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad.
Hey, you have a good weekend. Again, we've been visiting with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Chad Moyer reporting.